Hello, dear listeners. Today I want to talk about the topic of divorce. There's this big famous phrase that all Christians know about, that God hates divorce and stuff. And I just want to say that this is a lot of times very much misinterpreted in a different context than it is said. So the phrase comes from Malachi chapter 2, verse 16. But I'll start real quick. I'll start reading from 14 because I want the context to be in. So, chapter 14, wait, verse 14. God's talking to his people. He says, "You ask what?" Actually, I'm going to start at 13. God's talking to his people. "Another thing you do. You flood the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because he no longer looks with favor on your offering or accepts them with pleasure from your hands. You ask why? Is it because the Lord is the it is because the Lord is the witness between you and the wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, though she is your partner, the wife of your marriage covenant. Has not the one God made you? You belong to him in body and spirit, and what does the one God seek? Godly offspring. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful to the wife of your youth. The man who hates and divorces his wife, says the Lord God of Israel, he does violence to the one he should protect, says the Lord Almighty. So be on your guard and do not be unfaithful." So, where does the phrase come from, "God hates divorce"? From King James Version of this verse, it's where it says, "The man who hates and divorces his wife does violence to the one he should protect, says the Lord." In King James, it sounds like this. So, King James Version, "For the Lord, the God of Israel, says that he hates putting away, for the one covers violence with his garment, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that ye deal not treacherously." So, here it has a little different sense, but if you read enough of Old English Version, you'll figure it out. But it says, God hates putting away. And then at the end it says ye that ye deal like pr it one it God is asking that we do not deal treacherously. And NIV version, this is where it says that the one that you should protect, you do violence to, and then it says, "Be on your guard and do not be unfaithful." The treacherous is unfaithful, actually, in the NIV version. And within the context, what is being said here is that a husband, God hates if you are unfaithful to your wife, because that's being treacherous to her. That's doing violence to her if a man is being unfaithful to his wife, or a wife being unfaithful to her husband. Nowadays, it's probably 50-50 of how husbands and wives can be unfaithful to each other. Because back in the day, I mean, a wife being unfaithful, she could have been stoned to death, and women seldomly would do such things. However, let's go back to the point of this, that God hates divorce. But here it says God hates when men are unfaithful to his wa women, to his wives. When men are unfaithful to their wives, God hates it because it's doing violence to the woman, the one he should protect. He's hurting her, He's working treacherously against his wife, and he's being unfaithful to her. And this is what God hates. God hates abuse. God hates contempt. God hates everything that debases and undermines those that he loves. So God loves the women that he created, and God wants the wives, the women, protected. And this is what God was talking about in Malachi, that that God hates when men are unfaithful to their wives and dump them, use them, dump them, go find another one. This is what God hates. Let's go to New Testament, what the New Testament says about divorce. So Jesus, in Matthew 5:22, he was asked the question about like divorce, and he says that in the beginning it was not like that. He says that in the beginning God created male and female, and nothing should separate them, like a husband and wife. God joined them into one, and nothing should separate them unless there's fornication, there's adultery involved. So if one side committed adultery, cheated, the other side is free to leave the marriage, because that first side broke the marriage. Not that they have to leave the marriage. If they both want to work on it, that's different subject. However, they're free to leave that partner that betrayed them. So in this case, the women, you know, if a husband is unfaithful to her, she has the right to leave, and God does not judge her. Another place where God does not judge for divorce, it talks about in, let me see. So 1 Corinthians 7, it talks about if a wife became a believer in Christ, the husband is not a believer in Christ. And the husband still wants to live with her, then that's okay. But if that husband, that unbeliever husband, does not want to live with her, then the wife is free. And she is not at fault for this divorce. She can remarry again. Let's see. Let's go on to... let's go on to Ephesians, actually. So, Ephesians, why I picked out Ephesians, it says that, you know, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So we're going back to the topic of being faithful to your partner, to your spouse, being faithful to your wife, to your husband, being faithful, the wife is to, you know, submit herself to her husband, because the husband is the leader of the family. The wife, the husband is to love his wife, cover her. And it says, like, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, and cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as radiant church without stain, wrinkle, or other blemish, but holy and blameless. So this is the same way husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. So this is God's standard for marriage, that a husband should love his wife. A wife should be faithful to her husband, be submitting to the leadership of her husband. This is also another topic that can be talked about, what kind of leadership we're talking about, but basically it's with family matters. There's a lot of things that women are being told to submit to their husbands, but it's not sound, it's not wise, it's not even humane oftentimes. What I, you know, come across with in Christianity, how wives are told to obey their husband in everything, it's terribly, terribly wrong. Because if a wife submits to her husband in everything, it's just like giving him a license to usurp authority and just disrespect her in so many ways. So the submission part is very, very particular, and we can talk about it another time. But let's go back to the divorce topic. So does God hate divorce? Yes. When one side used a partner and dumped them and just like found another one or dumped them for another person and divorced them, especially when a man does it to a woman, because women, today we have women's rights. Back then, women's rights were, you know, there were some laws that protected women's rights, but women didn't have so much rights in society as we do now. So God definitely hates violence when we are dealing treacherously with each other. That's what God hates. God hates when we don't love each other, when we don't care for each other, when we do things that put down each other. This is what God hates. And if you're dumping your wife or your husband because you found someone else, that's not biblical. So, however, if that partner doesn't want to live with you and you're letting them leave because you're not holding them because they just don't want to live with you anymore, then you're free from such a marriage. Then it's not, you're not being held guilty for that. So, or it's not your fault. Anyways, a lot of Christians, they'll repeat this phrase without the context, you know, that God hates divorce. No matter what, do not divorce. Even if there's abuse, beating of the woman, even if there's, you know, unsafe environment, even if women's, the wife's rights are being trampled on, if she's, you know, being manipulated or gaslighted or, you know, just, I mean, husbands sometimes without even beating a woman can bring her to depression, just how he treats her. So this is very, very important to understand that women, God wants women to be protected. They're still more vulnerable than men in general. And however, there are men who fall victim to manipulation by women, gaslighting by women, and, you know, fornication or adultery and cheating and everything like that. So, I mean, nowadays it's not just the man that dumps his wife, but it's also the wives that dump the men as well. And all of it is wrong. God never meant to cover up abuse in marriage. And actually, there's two Bible verses off the top of my head I'll tell you right away. So the first verse I already read, Malachi 2:13, it says that, it talks about that when the husbands come to the altar to pray to God, they flood the Lord's altar with tears, they weep and wail because God no longer gives them favor. He doesn't look with favor on their offerings or accepts them with pleasure from their hands. And in verse 14 and down, it says why? Because they are unfaithful to their wives. They deal treacherously with their wives. The one that they are supposed to protect, they're actually hurting and disrespecting. So this is number one verse where it talks about God hates divorce. This is what kind of thing God hates. God actually hates abuse. God hates abuse of his daughters. God hates abuse of women, or men. But here we're talking about women. And God won't listen to a man's prayers if he is not respecting his wife. If, you know, she's faithful to him, she's doing everything right, God requires him to cover her, to love her, to protect her, and not be unfaithful. The second verse, so second one is in Peter. It's 1 Peter 3, verse 7. And it says, husbands, In the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. It's just like a twin verse of Malachi 2:13, that if a husband is mistreating his wife, he'll have problems with God hearing his prayers. So I'm going to end on this note, that God hates divorce, but more he hates abuse, disrespect of his daughters, abuse of his daughters he hates. He hates when the husbands are being unfaithful to the wives, or vice versa, the wives being unfaithful to the husbands. But really, God hates abuse. God hates when we use each other, when we disrespect each other, when we put each other down, you know, when we don't behave in a dignified way. So I'll be ending on this, and just now you guys know what God really hates: the divorce, or does he hate abuse more? And you'll be able to tell what kind of divorce God hates and what kind of divorce he allows, actually, because some of it is allowed. Anyways, I wish everyone to have a blessed day, and I hope you guys are not in this situation. If you are, may God help you. May God bless you. May God shed his light on your situation for you, and may God, you know, be the lamp unto your feet. May his word be the lamp unto your feet, that you walk in God's way, and may God work it out for you. And if you did do something wrong, remember that God's redeeming power is greater than our sin, and God is ready to forgive if we repent, if we give it to him, and we change our stance on this situation or position on this topic. But yes, God hates divorce because God loves his daughters and sons.